Maria Felicia Gugari Echeverria, also known as Chiquitunga, was born on January 12, 1925, in Villa Rica, Paraguay. Now, from a young age, she was demonstrated as a great inclination to help the needs of the poorest and helpless. Her mother once spoke of how she was in charge of caring for the people with limited resources who came to her house asking for some bread and help. Now, she was baptized on the 28th of February, 1929, and made her first communion on the 8th of December, 1937. It was in 1941 that she became a member of the Catholic Action Movement, despite her parents' opposition to it, and she dedicated herself to the movement and the care of the poor and those who suffered, while also serving as a catechist for children. Now, she met her spiritual director, Father Julio Cesar Duarte Ortella, in February of 1941. Now, it was during her time with the movement that she met and fell in love with Sawa Angel, a young leader of the Catholic Action and a medical student who was very close to becoming a doctor. Equipped with a deep faith and love for Zawa, at the same time, she wondered if God was calling her to marriage like the parents of Saint Therese of Lisieux, who had, at first, chose virginity. Maria waited with confidence for the manifestation of God's will, and about a year later, Zawa told Maria that he felt called to the priesthood. As soon as she heard of his vocational call, she offered to help him achieve his goal. Now, to avoid the opposition of his family, because his father was Muslim, Zawa was sent to Madrid for specialization in psychiatry and time to discern the call to the priesthood. He left for Europe in April of 1952, and in November, decided to enter the seminary. Maria Felisa, happy with his decision, in turn felt that God was calling her to a total dedication to the religious life. During 1953, Maria Felisa suffered severe opposition to her vocation from her family, but supported by her faith and a boundless hope in the Lord, did not cease her prayer life and the sacraments of apostolic work with the young and marginalized. She never lost a peace of heart or infectious smile. She even smiled when she cried. Now, despite the opposition of her family and almost all the priests who saw a great loss for the pastoral care of the young and marginalized, Maria entered the Carmel of Assumption at the age of 30 and took the discalced Carmelite habit on August 14, 1955, the feast of the Presentation of Jesus in the Temple. Now, Sister Maria Felisa, who in the last 2 years had written at least 48 letters to Zawa, some of great length, and most of which are still preserved, ceased to write so that she could be immersed forever in a life hidden with Christ for God. "Goodbye to eternity" was her last written words of farewell. A year later, on August 15, 1956, Maria professed her temporary vows and took the name Sister Maria Felisa of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. She lived the next 3 years with fervor, in fellowship, distinguished by charity, sacrifice, and joy. She sacrificed love for Zawa for the church, her homeland, and in a very special way for priests. It was in January of 1959 that Sister Maria took ill with infectious hepatitis and was forced to move into a sanatorium in the city. At about 4:10 a.m. on Easter Sunday, March 28, 1959, with all her family present, Sister Maria Felisa of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, lying on cushions, sat up with a burst of energy and spoke her last words. "Jesus, I love you. What a sweet encounter, Virgin Mary." And with a characteristic smile on her face, she died at the age of 34. Blessed Sister Maria Felisa, pray for us.